From the News Center, a News Focus.
Research by Penn State has uncovered new information about the invasive spotted lanternfly, which is now present throughout most of Pennsylvania. An interdisciplinary research group has learned how lanternfly seeding affects plants and trees, largely through controlled studies.
We know that it can kill grapevines when they feed in high numbers. And the research has shown that the lanternflies are reducing the photosynthetic capability of the plants and their ability to store carbohydrates in their root system. And that is one way that they have enough energy to grow in the spring.
Emily Swackhammer of Penn State Extension says there has been a reduction in the lanternfly population in some areas of the state. Prevention and research continues. The lanternfly does have some natural predators, but it is uncertain if these are affecting the population.
People have observed spiders catching them in their webs, praying mantids eating them, wheel bugs, some bird species, and all of those things are general predators, and we don't believe they're having a great effect on reducing the population, but every little bit certainly helps.
There is a unique predator previously not known, according to Swackhammer.
There are tiny, tiny little wasps that will lay their eggs in some of the different stages of lanternflies and can kill those stages and stop them from developing. We know there are a few types of these tiny little wasps already here in Pennsylvania, and we have some evidence, you know, of observing them. But again, we don't think they're having a great effect on the population. But lanternfly, they haven't left any area where they previously were found. They just may be there in lower numbers.
Penn State Extension's Emily Swackhammer on the spotted lanternfly. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.